Hey, and welcome to episode 6 of Lyle's Trials. Welcome. Thanks for listening again. And in this one, I took a little bit of a turn. I really had in my head this idea of a very specific kind of format of working my way through kind of the initial diet and then training and then some race results and then moving into mobility and stress management and sleep and all those kind of things. But I caught something the other day that kind of caught my eye, and based off of some feedback from other folks that I had received both in person and through, I think, Instagram, it got me thinking about just sort of health in general and what that means with what we're doing, and, you know, what are some ways that we can be perhaps the most healthy doing these big sports that perhaps are not as good for us as maybe on paper that we think they are. So that's what this one's about, and here we go. Well, this really kind of went off on a tangent here. My goal was to be a little more, I think, kind of progressing through, you know, diet and exercise and then move into stress and sleep and some of those things. But I think what I'm finding is it gets a little all over the place, and I think I'm just going to roll with that. So kind of off of the last segment, thinking about recovery and thinking about kind of the detrimental play that exercise, high intensity exercise, over exercising, chronic exercising, all these sort of things. There's a really good YouTube video. It's a TED talk. It's by Dr. James O'Keefe, who's a cardiologist, and he studies really the effects of training, and he's a, you know, was an avid runner and person that exercised all the time, and brought up some kind of interesting things to look at. And I had commented on that study show that some folks that have that are chronic exercisers, which I would put myself in that category, have equal or similar heart and artery characteristics of people that are sedentary. So his kind of commentary is that there's a magic number, and I don't know, this is based off studies of marathoners and large scale folks that are sedentary. And there's a bit of a, what he describes as this U curve, where you don't want to be sedentary, but you don't want to be chronically over exercising. And some of that comes with slowing down, which I think is cool, because that's something I've been talking about quite a bit, is slowing down. And there was a bit of a magic number in there that he put it at 10-minute miles, where it's not overly stressful, your heart is not pumping way, way too much. But when you move past that number into like 8 miles an hour running, so like a 7:30, and again, there's different fitness levels and speed levels. So my gut tells me that number was used more as a reference point during a short presentation than it is specific. But I think that MAF type training plays in with this of backing off and not pushing as hard. Because if you think about what working out is, I have a background in powerlifting. It's what I did before I started running. Pretty substantial difference. But what you do when you lift weights is you're creating micro tears in your muscles, and then those muscles recover, and they recover a little bit stronger, and those fibers get stronger, and they get bigger and bigger and bigger. That's the point. As runners, we're doing that same, and an endurance athlete, swimming or biking or whatever it is we're doing that same sort of thing to our heart, right? We're having that heart pump a bunch of blood, and it gets bigger, and you know, there are, you know, I think we've all probably heard of those studies that happen after marathons where they test someone's heart, and it shows the same type of response, hormonal response, that someone that's had a heart attack has, because we're tearing that up. We're creating micro tears in that heart, and it's building itself back up. End result being enlarged heart and things that are not necessarily good for us. So I'm going to put a link to that James O'Keefe TED talk, because I think it's probably worth hearing. Because again, as I'm working through all this stuff, I want to do it for a long time, and I want to do it as well as I can, but there's also the longevity play, and again, if I can change the diet to create less inflammation, if I can train in a way where I can have almost the same type of performance while putting a lesser strain on my body, I can let go and not be quite as type A about things because, you know, my end goal is, yes, I want to run a good Bighorn 100. I want to run a good Chuckanut 50K. But if I can be less stressful in training patterns and still be in roughly that same ballpark, that feels like the right way to go versus continually getting into Hammertown and just burying myself and not getting a whole lot of maybe specific benefit out of it, right? Because maybe I do get a little bit faster, but I'm, you know, maybe a little more injury prone or a little more stressed out, or I could back off and be a little easier on my body as a whole, a little less stressed out, and come in at roughly the same performance and maybe even take less time to recover. Again, that's what all this is about, but definitely watch that video on James O'Keefe TED Talk. I think it's, at least for me, it's eye-opening and it's thought-provoking to ask myself, am I actually doing something that's good for me? And I'd say no, and I don't think that's anything I don't know. But sometimes it's easy when we're in this place to be like, I'm healthy, I'm a runner. And maybe that's not true. And kind of what they're finding in some of these studies is that it's not healthy. It's why we don't see professional triathletes and even in our young sport of ultra running. It's why we don't see these people that have been top of the top lasting for a long time. And it really comes down to top peak performance plus longevity generally don't go together. You can really think about anything in your life. You can only put so much energy into anything. A project at work. At some point, you're just like, I can't put this type of effort forward anymore. It creates burnout, and that's a physical thing. That's a mental thing. What we're doing is not any different. So again, for me, I think I'm kind of turning that corner of where, yes, I still want to perform really well. And this is not an out or an excuse to say, I don't care about doing, you know, landing in the top 10 or breaking 24 hours. Not the case at all. I'm definitely still in that space, but I recognize that that has a limited shelf life, and I want to determine what's the true worth of how much more effort do I have to put in that draws me away from family and work and other priorities. And truly, what is the benefit that I'm going to get? Because I'm not genetically perfect. I'm not the person that can just, you know, crush a race and run 15 hours at Western States. So as a human, as an individual, can I be just as happy at running 23:30 as I could be at running 23, having all things equal my best day? I think so, right? Especially if it means I can do it and mentally be happy and not, I don't know, what's the word I'm looking for? Not be just turned inside out and having the rest of my life affected by it, and additionally having long-term health effects by doing it. That's where I'm at. I don't know. Again, James O'Keefe on TEDx. I'll put a link in the show notes. Thanks for listening. Any questions or comments? I appreciate some of the feedback I've been getting on Instagram and a couple other platforms. So thank you for that. The Anchor app, if you have that downloaded and are listening through that, feel free to reply with a voice message through there. Thanks for listening. And, LylesTrials.com for the notes. All right. See you next time.